You're listening to WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker. A train derailed in Merrill near the Center Avenue Viaduct. WXPR's Katie Thorson is on the scene.
I'm currently standing on the sidewalk on Highway K over the viaduct that goes over the railroad tracks and river in Merrill. If you're familiar with the area, it's right near the Agra Pavilion along the River Bend Trail. And it is the site of a railroad derailment. I just got a statement from Canadian National Railway. They said it happened at 1:30 this morning. Two locomotives derailed onto their side, which I can still see right now. They're working on it right now to get them back upright. Two lumber cars also derailed, but they stayed upright. And I can see one peeking out from underneath the bridge right now. There were no injuries. CNN also says there was no fire or dangerous goods involved. And preliminary reports indicate there are no leaks. I am watching right now. They're using a large crane with a bucket with a claw bucket to remove sections of the railroad track. The big timbers that the railways sit on were broken and upturned when I first got here, and now they're just scooping them up and moving them out of the way, as well as just some other larger sections of the railroad that got damaged in the accident. Now, we still don't know the cause of the accident. CN hasn't gotten that information to us yet. But they're still working on it. There's a dozen or so workers in hard hats and bright vests, all working on different tasks. Some of them are removing the railway. Others are removing sections of the trains that overturned. I saw them a little while ago use a crane to remove two of the wheels and the axle, that whole unit, and move it off to the side. Merrill Police Department, in a Facebook post this morning, said that this process is going to take all day. It's asking people to stay away from the area. Where I'm standing right now on the bridge overlooking it, there are quite a few people, a dozen or so, looking out over, and there's also just kind of some people scattered around looking. But again, the Merrill Police Department is asking people to stay away. I'm going to stay out here for a little bit longer and see how this process is looking, and I'll have an update for you tonight on All Things Considered on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Merrill.
As Wisconsin leaders wrangle over the redrawing of political maps, the fate of boundaries for local government seats hangs in the balance. Watchdogs say that could hurt voters ahead of next year's spring elections. Mike Moen reports.
Redistricting, conducted once a decade after each census, commands heavy attention for its effect on legislative and congressional maps. But lines also need to be updated for county and municipal seats. Republican leaders in the legislature propose a bill that would delay new local maps until 2023. Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says that wouldn't be fair to voters in some cities that have seen demographic changes.
Now there's 40,000 more people in several of these other districts. Why their voices and their votes don't count as much as other people's that are in districts that haven't changed at all.
Next spring, local elections would rely on maps drawn in 2011. But Rothschild says GOP lawmakers who also controlled the process then produced gerrymandered maps for all levels of government, and this gives them an opportunity to do the same. Bill supporters say their hands are tied because census data is delayed this year and not all local governments have time to submit new maps. I'm Mike Moen.
The Wisconsin Assembly is busy today. It's expected to send a bipartisan package of police reform bills to Governor Tony Evers. Among those bills is a measure banning police use of chokeholds, except in life-threatening situations or in self-defense. The Assembly also plans to vote on bills banning transgender athletes from participating in girls' and women's sports, and on a bill to prohibit businesses, colleges, governments, and anyone else in the state from requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccination. Governor Evers is expected to veto both of those measures. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee voted yesterday to expand broadband internet access to underserved rural areas of Wisconsin by $125 million. That's about $75 million less in state funding than what Governor Evers proposed, but it's still in addition to federal coronavirus relief money coming to Wisconsin that can be spent on broadband. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.